Hello, everyone. Today's devotional comes from Psalm 76. Again, that's Psalm 76. And I'll read that for us. In Judah, God is known. His name is great in Israel. His abode has been established in Salem, his dwelling place in Zion. There he broke the flashing arrows, the shield, the sword, and the weapons of war. Glorious are you, more majestic than the mountains full of prey. The stout-hearted were stripped of their spoil. They sank into sleep. All the men of war were unable to use their hands. At your rebuke, O God of Jacob, both rider and horse lay stunned. But you are to be feared. Who can stand before you when once your anger is roused? From the heavens you uttered judgment. The earth feared and was still. When God arose to establish judgment to save all the humble of the earth. Surely the wrath of man shall praise you. The remnant of wrath you will put on like a belt. Make your vows to the Lord your God and perform them. Let all around him bring gifts to him who is to be feared, who cuts off the spirit of princes, who is to be feared by the kings of the earth. Amen. If you have your Bibles open, you can read from the heading of this song that this was a song written by a man named Asaph, who was a musician and a singer during the time of David. And as we've read, Asaph has written this worship song about how powerful and glorious God is. And the title of this song is, Who Can Stand Before You? Who can stand before God? And the short answer is no one. In the first stanza, Asaph is proclaiming how God's name is known. In Judah, God is known. His name is great in Israel. His abode has been established in Salem. Then in the next stanza, he goes on to proclaim how glorious God is. More majestic than the mountains full of prey, the stout-hearted stripped of their spoil, all the men unable to use their hands, both the rider and horse lay stunned. Nothing and no one can stand against God. Nothing compares to his might, his glory, and his majesty that are too overwhelming for anyone to oppose. Asaph continues and begins to describe the anger and judgment of God and how fearful that really is. Verse 7 says, "You are to be feared. Who can stand before you when once your anger is roused? From the heavens you uttered judgment, the earth feared and was still." But then in verse 9, Asaph tells us what the purpose of God's judgment is, and that is to save all the humble of the earth. God doesn't establish judgment just for the purpose of condemnation by itself, but it is in order to save the humble, the weak, those who place their faith not in themselves, but in God. God arose to establish judgment to save all the humble of the earth. There's this manga and anime called One Piece that I've really enjoyed reading and watching for some years. And in One Piece, there's this character named Shanks, who is one of the most powerful characters in this series. Shanks is known across the world of One Piece as one of the strongest, and even just mentioning his name strikes fear in people. But anyways, there's an arc in the series where there's this huge war between a bunch of pirates and Navy Marines. And in this war, there's all these really powerful big-name pirates and Marines that fight against each other. But this character Shanks is not present in this war. A little bit of a spoiler, but there's this particular scene where the war is raging on and people are dying left and right. A lot of helpless people are dying because of the prideful and evil decisions of the more powerful Marine admirals who just want to keep killing people. But in the midst of this chaos, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, Shanks appears on the battlefield. And as soon as people realize that Shanks has entered the scene, everybody on the battlefield, pirate and marine alike, is utterly stunned and freezes up in shock and awe at the presence of this character, Shanks. Even the Marine admirals are struck and frozen with fear. And in the middle of this gruesome war, Shanks doesn't even lift a finger to fight, but merely says the words, "I'm here to end this war." And in that moment, the war ends. No one could stand up against Shanks, and because of that, the helpless are saved and peace is restored. There are a lot of moments like these in most, if not all, like superhero movies or things of the like, where the good guy superhero is so powerful that the evil characters don't stand a chance and get utterly defeated. There's something about goodness dominating over evil that strikes a chord in a lot of us. And I think that's because it all points to our Creator, our Father in heaven. God is the ultimate superhero that no man can stand against. Verse 7 to 9 in our passage says, "Who can stand before you when once your anger is roused? From the heavens you uttered judgment, the earth feared and was still, when God arose to establish judgment, to save all the humble of the earth." No one can stand against our God. Even evil, God can bend towards his will and his glory. Verse 10 says, "Surely the wrath of man shall praise you. The remnant of wrath you will put on like a belt." Even the evil of mankind will be transformed and used for the glory and goodness of God. When even evil can be used for his good, who can stand before our God? Nothing and no one, not even evil itself. So let's remember this truth today. That God's glory and might are unfathomably greater than anything else. No scheme of man, no scheme of the enemy can face the power of our God. So let's also allow this truth to influence our lives, the decisions we make, how we pray, how we confront our difficulties, the very outlook of our entire lives. Let's fear God and glorify God, and remember that his power is for us. Let's pray. Lord, we are in awe of your might and your glory today. We acknowledge that you are Lord of lords, King of kings. Nothing and no one can hold a candle to your majesty. We are humbled and amazed by this, and even more humbled and amazed that you would use your power to care for us and save us. May this truth about your power and your grace influence every part of our lives, that we would pray even bigger prayers in faith, that things that seemed impossible would seem very possible through you, that the difficulties of our lives would seem so small and powerless in comparison to you. Lord, we declare that you indeed are an awesome and mighty God who is working for our good. So thank you, Lord. Continue to remind us of your majesty. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.